was a nightmare. There is no future. Nobody knows about the future, and nobody needs to know the future. Future is a limited space I could see in front of me to walk. That's what I see. Looking at the horizon. Ah, you think that looking at the horizon you will see. You're lucky you haven't been in a desert. You look at the horizon and you feel puny. That's all you understand as horizon. Because it's far. But look at your brain. Thinks about so many years from now. Let's go back. Now is the time. This moment that you're listening, not what you're planning to do even. Now, if you get in touch with inside, how? You said, let me explain it to you. There is a Moses in you. I said, there is a Moses in you. The lady upstairs said, oh good, I have something. You don't. Who was the first one who had the Moses? The mother. What did she do? She was ordered to leave it to the river. So how come that you think that you have a soul inside and you put it in a corner and you're killing it? Moses doesn't belong to you. Your flesh and bone belongs to you. Even that doesn't belong to you. We'll take it away. Don't you like it? Die. Because if you don't take that away and give you the replacement, you will die. You are alive because you are being renewed constantly. In every instant. Means in this real moment, some of yourselves are dying and being evacuated, and some newcomers are over there being trained. This is what it is. And you think you have a soul? Dip your soul in the ocean. Means your Moses needs water. Remember, we agreed upon some mystical words here. Light is consciousness, understanding, and water is knowledge. We know why. Because they could play this role. That water, your fellowship will turn to blood. That water is magical. And that will bring you Moses to the doorstep of your Pharaoh. Because you started with fellowship, and the Pharaoh should pay for the college of Moses. He paid the expenses. Unknowingly, doesn't matter, because he's here for that. Because he cannot swim, remember? He will drown in Nile at the end. Moses doesn't kill him. That's one of the things, one of the best things to realize about the stories. When you read the stories, you have the tendency to think that they are narrating the history to you. Especially if you're involved in one of these Semite religions, you feel that they are telling you the history. You like to think about Moses. I don't know how you imagine it. You imagine like Charlton Heston, I think. You imagine a person. And you don't have any difficulty that this person, who is not a very wise fellow, is a silly guy, he has the biggest bag of tricks with him. I don't know, turning the Nile to blood. Bringing the poisonous fog who selectively will choose the firstborn male and things like that. Haven't you ever asked yourself why this Moses doesn't kill the Pharaoh? And we live happily ever after? Because it's not that. The spirit is not here to kill my ego. My spirit is here to sacrifice my ego. Sacrification is different. Remember Ishmael or Isaac and his father, Abraham? The most famous Islamic feast is the Eid of sacrification, sacrifice. And in that sacrifice, nobody dies. We are not talking about death. But Ishmael should be obedient. If Pharaoh was obedient to Moses, everything was right. Pharaoh cannot abide anyone, because by being obedient, he will die. Do you believe in this? So try to make it obedient. Then it will die. Your ego really will die, in a way. Doesn't mean that you don't have any self. Doesn't mean that physically you are different. That's what it is. That's the time. He was talking in that, and it, when you have a question in Masnavi, especially this book, I could claim I know it. First of all, look at the paragraph. There is a paragraph, and each paragraph is made to make a point. So each paragraph, even those paragraphs were little, 3-4 verses, there are paragraphs, 132 verses. Each one is one part. He did it, the master. To make a point. So everything goes around that point, making that point. And that point is made why? Because there was a point made before, and there is going to be another one. It's like a chain. A chain is not a good definition. A better one is rosary. Beads are not important. Main thing over there is the connection, how they relate to each other, right? Here, you should look at it like that, because each paragraph is one of these leaves. Going around the subject, talking about one special part of it. Here, he was making the point before that. Listen, look at you. You are, let's say, a humble good being. Then what are you doing with this falcon that doesn't belong to you? Let's say you are a normal human being. What are you doing with that way of thinking that those geniuses show? They're doing something, they're using something, and you have that something. What do you do with it? Because when you go back, you think about Nelson Mandela, being in prison, he was thinking about something, right? So there is a way of thinking. What are you doing with that potentiality in you? So you're thinking about yourself and your environment, your benefits. You were thinking about the house, your household. And you will do something to this falcon. You clip the nail of the falcon, you clip the feather of the falcon. Why? Because it serves you better that way. That's not what the falcon is made for. Remember it? That was the paragraph before this one you had the question. Then here is a talking about that falcon, first related that falcon to din, means path. Of course, for you, no. Maybe for you has other meanings. When I say mazahab, what do you think about?
More path.
Oh, I was talking about gold.
Gold?
Gold, yes. Everything golden or gold card is muzahab. That's the same, yeah. I was talking about the path. All three words, sharia, deen, mazhab, and tariqa, all four are talking about path. The common meaning in four of them is only the way. This falcon is made for that, but you, your intelligence, your selfish part, will not use it. Why? Because this is here to negate this lady, and the lady knows it. This lady knows almost everything, right? Your brain, your intelligence, knows all the discourse you had in your life. Could you find something that your brain doesn't understand it? In your emotion, deep down, there are some feelings which are not hanging to a moment, that point of believing goodness. That is not without happening related to something. So your intelligence doesn't know it. But your intelligence will make your, I don't know how to say, intelligent part or your seeker. We prefer to call it a seeker because that's its definition. That seeker is not made for that lady to feed it some of these junk foods. Look at you, what are you feeding to yourself? This lady, by talking, is feeding me the junk food. I said, ah. Understand this, that this lady is doing it not being malicious. This lady is proud of doing it. If you go back to your intelligence, you will see that you are proud of your intelligence and understanding. So this is not it. The way is different. It's somewhere else. First of all, look at that lady who is talking about all other people as subjects and looking around and believing in this and that and that and that. The work we are talking about is a work so easy that you could do it by yourself, alone. Why do we say this? Because you believe in gang, don't you? The reminiscence of living in herd, all like the animals. You believe in gang because gang is extension of you. What is us? Us has nothing to do with we. We is a concept of totality. Us is my gang. My place, my family, my blood relatives, my fellow travelers and all that. Haven't you ever asked yourself, how come that there is no gang of prophets? There has never been. Why? Because they are stupid, they don't know that together we are powerful? They didn't like this power. They are alone. What else do you know about them? The majority will reject them. Learn later. Rumi will explain to you that good thing has, there are two signs for a good thing. If something is good, good people should like it and bad people should hate it. That's how we know that thing is good. Something that everybody likes is no good. Excuse my non-democratic approach, but we don't believe in democracy. Because we know demo is upgraded animal. That's how they started. Socrates was looking at these people, okay,